It's here and now. Carrie Rodriguez, daughter of songwriter David Rodriguez, started as a classical musician. She studied Suzuki violin, was concertmaster of the Texas All-State Orchestra. But then she was raised in Austin, so she fiddled. She graduated from the Berklee College of Music here in Boston. Songwriter Chip Taylor, he of Angel of the Morning fame, discovered her and invited her to join his tour. She's also played with Lyle Lovett, Ricky Lee Jones, and John Mayer. And now she centers stage on her new CD, Give Me All You Got. Devil in Mind, the first track off of Carrie Rodriguez's new CD, Give Me All You Got, and she joins us in the studio with fiddle. Carrie, welcome.
Thank you, Robin.
I just got to touch on the recording with John Mayer. I understand that was in a dorm room?
Yes. John and I went to Berklee together, and we had a late night recording session in our mutual friend's dorm room. Somehow that song ended up on an album that Columbia Records put out a few years later.
They asked us. If we could leave.
You know, as we said, you started as a classical musician. In fact, this is kind of weird. You knew well, apparently, the brother of our producer, Emiko Tamagawa. What was the moment where you said, I love this classical and you're obviously so successful with it, but I want to fiddle?
You know, I think the pivotal moment for me was my first year of college. I started at the Oberlin Conservatory in Ohio, and the first half of the year, I spent a lot more time listening to Hank Williams recordings in my dorm room than practicing my Tchaikovsky, which is what I was supposed to be doing.
It's a clue.
Yeah, that was my first clue. And then in the middle of that year, I went to see a Lyle Lovett concert. He's a family friend. He recorded one of my father's songs and invited me to the show. And he said, Carrie, I know you play the violin. Why don't you bring it out to soundcheck and just sit in with us? And at that point, I was not a very experienced fiddler, you know, and I didn't really know how to improvise and play a solo on a country song. So I sat in, and I was terrible. I mean, it was actually very embarrassing. But Lyle and his band were so sweet and encouraging to me. And I came home to my dorm room that night, and I said, you know what? I want to be able to play like his fiddle player. That's what I want to do with my life.
So you refined your fiddling. Chip Taylor, as we said, hears you at Austin's big music festival, South by Southwest. You go on tour. I mean, is it the Cinderella story? Has your life automatically changed there?
It was changed very much, and not just with the fiddle. You know, before I met Chip, I had been spending my whole life working on playing the fiddle or the violin, whatever you want to call it, but I had never sung a note before in public. I mean, I didn't even know that I could sing. In fact, I took a singing class at Berklee that I thought would be an easy A, and I made a C on my first midterm. So, you know, Chip hired me and said, I really want you to sing background vocals. And within 6 months, he had me recording a duet record with him. And then from there, we started writing songs together, which was also not part of my plan.
When your name is on my lips again, when your name is on my lips.
By the way, just staying on Chip Taylor for just one second, we are thinking of him lately because not only did he pen Angel of the Morning, he wrote the Trogs hit Wild Thing, which turned some of us to pillars of stone when we first heard it years ago. And recently, the lead singer of the Trogs died. I was thinking this might be in Chip Taylor's past, but it's not.
Yeah, Chip Taylor still performs Wild Thing at the end of all of his shows, and it was very surreal when I first started gigging with Chip to be playing Wild Thing with the man who wrote it every night. Really cool. And I would take a fiddle solo on it every night, too, which was a little bit different than the Trogs version.
Texas fiddle, come on.
Had the right people along the way, it sounds like. You had a lot of people guiding you, and now out front on your own. In the studio with us, we have Luke Jacobs, who plays acoustic guitar and sings as well. We want to hear a little something from the new CD. This is a little more subdued. Let's listen to a little of Lake Harriet.
Won't you walk me around Lake Harriet?
You know my hand.
Whisper those sweet nothings like no other man can. When the sun goes down on Minneapolis,
I see the master plan.
Won't you walk me around Lake Harriet and hold my hand?
Singer-songwriter Carrie Rodriguez and Luke Jacobs on acoustic guitar with Lake Harriet off her new CD, Give Me All You've Got. It's hard to believe, listening to that, Carrie, that you didn't know you had that voice.
Yeah, I really didn't. I mean, the most I had sung before I met Chip was in the car with the windows rolled up, you know, singing along to the radio. But I never could have imagined that I had a voice, you know, that would be suitable.
Well, not only do you have a beautiful voice now, you have many of them. You know, as the Austin Chronicle points out, just on this CD, there's a range. You have the country lilt we heard on Lake Harriet. Let's listen to more of the CD, but hear Tragic. Very different sound.
That's tragic. They say it had to happen. That magic rabbit in the hat you swore. She wasn't there before. Affliction, you really gave it to me. Science fiction, lies you led me to believe. Now I'm left to grieve.
Is this more perhaps the young girl who's now lived in Brooklyn for a few years?
Yes, very much so. I lived in Brooklyn, well, Manhattan and Brooklyn, for almost a decade, and just moved back to my hometown of Austin a couple of years ago, and it's been great to go back to that slower pace of life and have time to reflect on all of the crazy experiences I had up in New York.
Where do you see a fiddling singer-songwriter going?
What I love the most about music is that every person that you collaborate with brings out different sides of you. You learn from them, they learn from you, and I love those meetings. So, for example, in the last year, I've gotten to do some touring with Bill Frisell, who's a great jazz guitarist, and he brings out completely different sides of me that I didn't know were there. And so I'm really excited about meeting more musicians and branching out and finding new ways to play music and hear music. And that's just endless. It'll go on as long as I'm alive, hopefully.
Well, we have all these instruments here, so we have to make use of them. Let's have you and Luke play something else to go out here. What shall it be?
Sure. Well, this is a gutsy little number we'll finish with. This is called I Cry for Love.
Carrie Rodriguez, thanks so much.
Thank you.
I don't break. If I won't, I just take.
Again, Carrie Rodriguez's CD is Give Me All You Got. And don't worry, we have a full video of this song at hearnow.org. Here Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us again. Here and Now.
I cry for love. If I fall, I get up. Am I tough, tough enough? Well, I've been, I don't break. If I won't, I just take.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.
I'm Robin Young. Join us next time for the news and these stories here and now. The head of the American Association for the Advancement of Science weighs in on climate change, gun violence, education, and politics. Also, are you willing to pay a carbon tax when you take a flight to Europe? Maybe you already are. That's Public Radio's Daily Digest of News and Culture, here and now.